Next Exit History, White Springs. Known as Florida's first tourist destination, the town of White Springs exhibits the opulence of a bygone era, that of America's Gilded Age when the nation's industry and wealth were on the rise and its people were on the move. The healing attributes of White Springs' sulfur-enriched waters attracted 19th century Americans who came by rail and by steamboat. They were but the latest visitors to this area of the Suwannee River Valley. It was home first to the northern Utina people of the Timucua civilization, and later to the Seminoles. Stories of Seminole warriors recuperating at White Springs from wounds received in battle reached land speculators in the north. In 1835, Bryant and Elizabeth Sheffield purchased the land around the springs and wrote testimonials of their improved health from swimming in its waters. During the Civil War, Confederate soldiers wounded at the Battle of Olustee near Lake City were brought to the springs to convalesce. In the post-war years, natural springs became popular destinations for vacations and medicinal healing, and White Springs was ready to accommodate. The town boasted 14 luxury hotels and several boarding houses. People came from up and down the East Coast to bathe in its waters. Although Healing Springs declined in popularity in the 20th century, White Springs has not gone into hibernation. Still a popular vacation destination, the town is home to the Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center State Park, a haven for folk artists in search of inspiration. Located on 600 acres of pristine forest land, the state park hosts one of the largest annual folk festivals in the nation, and the center serves as a memorial to Stephen Foster's famous tunes, which include Camptown Races, Beautiful Dreamer, and Suwannee River. If rest and relaxation in a Gilded Age haven is for you, consider a visit to White Springs. This podcast made possible through a grant from the Florida Humanities Council.